touch with your faith, feeling the divine, ready to cleanse your soul's design. Today's the day, let the truth unfurl. I am the Sasha Sidek, for the God herself is a trans woman, Pearl. Tune in to Clearing the Air for Insight Grand, Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m., take a stand. Dive into the queer and trans tales so true on 3CR Community Radio, where hearts renew. Join the worship of your queerness. Let it inspire. I'd like to acknowledge that this event and all of the work that we undertake as a crew happens on a stolen land. We wish to acknowledge the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation and the traditional custodian of this land we call now Melbourne. We pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land. We also would like to extend our respect to our trans elders past and present. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Clearing the Air with me, Sasha Sidek. My pronouns is she, because I will never be her. Okay, so today is the first day of NAIDOC Week, and this year's theme is Keep the Fire Burning, Black, Loud and Proud. So we're celebrating the importance of keeping the flames of Indigenous culture alive, one of the oldest continuing culture on this planet for future generations. And I also have a very, very special guest, Simon Spittle. We're going to get to know Simon Spittle a little bit more. And also, you're going to hear it first with her new single, Refuge. But before that, I'm going to play a song first, just to, you know, to celebrate the NAIDOC Week. And I'm a little biased, so that's why I'm going to play you a song by Electric Feel by my sister Zachariah to Woke Park. That was Chukupa by Electric Fears. My God, I love this song. Oh, we always love this song. I think this song was back in a few years back for a movie, a soundtrack. So, welcome, Simon Spiro. Hi.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Okay. I guess, you know, we have been teasing all our listeners on Instagram and also on Facebook, all the socials. And, you know, everybody's excited about you. I saw a lot of responses as well. You're famous.
That's what my friends keep telling me.
Oh, well, you're famous to me too. So, you know, and okay, let the listeners know who Simon Spittle is.
Hi, I'm Simone Spittle. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And I'm a Nam-based queer singer-songwriter and pianist, and I'm known for my authentic storytelling, challenging labels, and, of course, my amazing voice. And I'm also a survivor and living in a larger body. And I just want to start by saying thank you so much for having me and for sharing my story. And in the interest of keeping this a safe space today, I won't be talking in any detail about my trauma or anything like that. Just want to keep it safe and make it wonderful for all the listeners listening today.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for having me.
Of course. You know, I love that you use the word survivor because, you know, as a trans woman of color, it's not victim. We are survivors because we have to, today we drop, tomorrow we have to survive because we just have to live.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I love the word that, to be honest, when you sent me your bio, it inspires me. So that's why I replied to you within hours.
Oh, thank you so much,
yeah.
Sasha.
So, okay, Simone, I guess today we're going to be playing your single. So that means, are we the first person to actually release your song?
Yes, you are.
That's going to happen because I saw the release that was on the 10th of July.
It's a preview today.
Yes.
Exclusive.
And by the way, I just want to tell the listeners that Simone's partner, Xavier, is here as well with us. So you can say hi.
Hi.
Yes. So, you know, okay. So, Simone, how would you describe yourself as an artist in 5 words?
Artist in 5 words. That's a good question. I would say I'm queer, I'm a survivor, I'm living in a larger body, I'm gifted, and I'm a star in the making.
Yes! Slay!
I added a few extra words.
Yes, I love that. And, you know, I mean, I had to fight, as, you know, being trans women of color as well, we always have to fight for our body image. And always there's this, the Western beauty standards that wants us to be this hourglass figure. Like, bitch, I can't because my body is born this way.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I love this about you. And Simone, when did you start writing music and also performing?
I started, I sang before I could speak, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a classical pianist since I was 5. And I've performed on stage since childhood. For a large international organization that I now believe was a cult.
Okay.
and that required me to perform on stage all the time. And then I started writing poetry and stories, and then I just created my own original music from there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So usually, you know, a lot of artists that I know of and, you know, the songs that I always like to play, they usually use their, you know, their heartaches and, you know, their, like you just yourself, use your trauma to write songs. Is that the case as well?
Yeah, for me, I feel like I've always wanted to have, like, a witness or, like, a place where I can express myself, and music creates, like, a heart-to-heart connection between me and other people.
Mm-hmm.
And in general life, like, being a survivor, it is hard to open myself up and be vulnerable, and I feel like in my music it's a way for people to connect directly with me because it's straight from my lived experiences and straight from the raw emotion.
Mm-hmm. I can relate because I've met a few artists in, like, art performance as well. They use their traumas and translate that into their art piece on stage. And I thought, you know, people like us who have gone through traumas, we can relate to that as well. So, yeah. And I love that all the artists now make that into a positive thing and make people can relate to the artistry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that too.
I love that. Okay. Okay, talking about you being famous, right? How did you build your fan base? You are famous.
So I built my fan base through a lot of live streaming. Mm-hmm. I used to live stream like all the time on Facebook back when Facebook was the thing. It's more Instagram now, so I'm kind of catching up.
Yeah.
And TikTok.
TikTok.
I always say TikTok is here to humble me. I'm getting humbled on TikTok day by day.
We all love TikTok today. Even my mom loves TikTok, trust me. She can't. Even like, to be honest, we talk about the young generation at dinner table, like they're always on their phones, right? Yeah, my mom is one of them now. Yeah, she will be on TikTok.
I love that.
And I'm pretty sure she has passed with your, I saw your TikTok.
Really?
Probably. Mom, if you're listening, let me know.
Call up.
And, okay, so that's how you build your fan base. I mean, like, social media is the powerful place, you know, isn't it? Like, if you want to call out people, you want to build up fan base, you want to do anything, social media is a very powerful platform, I believe, in this day's age. And also, what is your creative process on writing a song?
My creative process is I always write from, like, a need to write. Like, I will have, like, a drive in my body that's like, you've got to get something out and this is the way you're going to do it. And I will sit down at the piano, I'll hit like record on my phone, and then I'll just start playing and singing. And it usually comes together within like a few minutes, and that's the song. Boom, done.
Okay. So when did you start learning how to play a piano? Do you play a few other instruments as well?
I play guitar. Mm-hmm. I did learn classical guitar, but I really hated it. Because I was kind of like forced to play that, but there weren't any other options. But I play piano and I sing, and I started playing piano when I was 5, so quite young, and mostly classical. And
right.
And then that kind of all came together with writing poetry and like meshing the two together.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. I cannot play any instrument at all. I tried when I was at my primary school. They teach me to play, flute?
A recorder.
I'm shit at it. I can't even sing. And, okay, Simone, who are your influences?
Oh, good question. So some of my influences are, I love Adele for the ballads. I love ballads.
Yeah.
I love Missy Higgins for, like, her Sound of White album. I think that's probably my favourite.
Have you met her before?
I haven't, but we Missy, have. If you're listening, call me, okay?
Yes,
I'll be your support act. We went and saw her live recently, and her latest album just sounds like it's going to be so amazing.
Yeah.
Love Tina Arena, Eva Cassidy, Sarah Bareilles, Ingrid Michaelson, and, of course, Whitney Houston for the ballads. Love it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yes. All the strong voices.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, you've been working on your album, and I just want to know, how long has it been to take to create an album?
I think for most, I want to generalize here and say for most artists, it probably wouldn't take as long as what it's taken me. It's taken me over 10 years to do this album, but a lot of that has been like short periods of doing it and then having to take time space away to work on my healing, and because every time I get closer to finishing it, it's been quite scary for me having to like face my past, and but now being in a really good place, I'm propelled to share it, and I'm so excited to.
Okay, so I guess, you know, you just have to take some breaks. So, and then you keep continuing.
Yes.
I'm glad you did, though, because I just heard that song. That was inspiring.
Oh, thank
you.
Yeah,
your voice is amazing. You guys have to wait. also, you know, you should, like I said earlier, like, you know, people take some time with our past to inspire the music. Is that with your case as well? What inspires you to write a song?
Yeah, that's definitely the case for me. Like, my album is laid out in a chronological order, and so it's kind of like you're going through my journal entries over a 10-15 year period, and I write a lot about love, about loss. I write about having sex. I write about all the things.
Sex needs to be celebrated, right? People just like put its stigma in there, but the new generations, like, I'm not shy to talk about my sexual, experiences. Yeah, so I guess you made it into a music, a song.
Lots of emotions and all that, like. You know, I've got my next single will be First Date, which is an exclusive. No one knows that yet. Okay. But the next single's called First Date, and that's all about, you know, going on a first date and feeling like, you know, they're the love of your life. And
girl, you're going to take me back to my past. Like, I'm always, when I go on the first date, I'm always the one who fell in love first.
Yes.
And that person don't love me. Is that the song?
It's part of the song, yeah.
I'm going to get my tissues, Boca tissues ready when I listen to your song.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, this is great, Simone. Okay, and, you know, we talked about genres just now. What would you call your music? What kind of music genre is that?
I'd say singer-songwriter and a little bit of pop. There's a little bit of jazz and soul, but mostly just singer-songwriter. Oh, and a bit of musical theatre. Just a dash, you know.
Okay. Is there anything that you want to talk about this album before we go into a break with a song?
Just that I think you should absolutely follow me and see what happens with the album. And it's called Drama Queen. It's about challenging labels that other people place on us. And my message from this album is to inspire others to, you know, live your life authentically and own your story. It's the key to your liberation.
Love that. I mean, drama queen. Come on. I love. Okay, we'll be right back. That was Alibi by Stefna, Liza, Pablo Vittar, and you, Sil. That is all on my trans sisters from Brazil. Yes. All right. You'll be listening to or Welcome back to Clearing the Air with me, Sasha, and also Simon Spittel, the album Drama Queen, and yes. also the release of the new single called Refuge, where we're going to play later on. It will be released on the 10th, but we're going to play it today anyway, because we got the permission to. All right, Simon, welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, we have talked about who Simon Spittel is and, you know, what Simon, how Simon got to, you know, get into writing the songs and into the album. So we've, outside of music, who are you?
Great question.
Describe in 5 words.
Fantastic. Love it. I'm a dog mum. I'm a foodie. I'm a wifey. I'm a reality TV lover. And I'm absolutely a homebody.
Love. Well, since you're a foodie, right? I'm a foodie too, because I have a show at Joy called Everybody Eats. So it's all about food. And of course, about queerness as well. So what's your favorite dish? What is your go-to dish?
Well, I am not the best at cooking, but I love going out. And at the moment, my favorite is to go to Migrant Coffee in Footscray and eat their spicy mama.
It's like a
bagel. It's like a bagel. It's so good.
All right, what's in the bagel?
It's like cheese, kewpie, chicken, chili oil, a really soft bagel, a little bit of lettuce. It's so good. It's like, I want it right now.
Okay. So do you like spicy food as well?
I like a little bit of spicy food, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Drama Queen, you have to be a bit spicy.
Yeah,
it's
got to be a bit spicy.
Yes. Okay, how do you wind down between gigs and release?
I love watching reality TV with my honey.
Which your favorite?
Yeah, at the moment, Love Island USA. Okay.
We love some trash TV, isn't
it? It's so good.
Yeah.
And of course, Love Island UK. But USA is better this season. So if you haven't started watching it, get to it.
Did they pay you to say that?
Yeah, they paid me. I wish. I'll be your sponsor, Love Island USA.
Well, I haven't watched the USA one, but there's a lot of dramas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love dramas.
Okay. Yeah.
This is what it's called, Drama Queen.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah, me too. I mean, sometimes my, you know, wind down, I just love to just order Uber Eats and just watch trash TV, like binge on trash TVs. Sometimes we're like, why do you like to watch all this? I was like, because it makes me happy.
Yes.
So I can pick on someone. Okay, Simon, how do you balance work, music, life in healthy way?
Well, the way I balance it is I try to have a bit of routine, spend time away from like music and work and all that stuff, and try to just like unwind. Lately, I've been turning my phone off at like 6 o'clock at night. Amazingly, I just sleep so much better.
Yes.
Crazy.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? How we rely on our smartphone, like 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the same. Sometimes it's so hard for me to switch off.
Really hard.
Unless I have my hubby next to me.
Yes.
My phone will be on silent.
Yes.
So I don't care.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so
hubby and dogs.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And reality TV.
Yeah. That's it. Sometimes you need that balance, though.
Yes.
Yeah, we just too attached to our smartphone, and it's actually very unhealthy. Okay, so talking about hubby, how do you meet your husband?
Well, we met at a gig in Fremantle in Baldu.
Fremantle in WA?
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years ago. I think, yeah. And I saw him across the room and it was the jawline for me.
There you go. You have anything to say?
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. It's the jawline.
Yeah, and
it's the jawline.
It was love at first sight, and then we just have had such a beautiful love story together.
Keep going.
Yeah. So that night.
He was like sitting in front of a woman like this.
He was across the room and I came and introduced myself, and then we were talking and we were kind of flirting, and I was like, oh, do you want to go for a dog date but without the dogs?
Oh.
And then he was like, yeah. And then I offered him a ride home.
Yeah.
And I, by perchance, happened to have all these cushions in the back of the car from a date that I'd been on the night before. And we stopped off at at King's Park, which is this beautiful big park near the city.
Yeah.
And we sat under the stars and listened to our favourite songs and had our first kiss, and it was really romantic and just the start of something beautiful, and we've been together ever since.
Love at first sight.
I love this.
It happens.
It will be the next album, Love at First Sight.
Perfect. You heard it here first.
And I didn't realize you both are from Berlu, WA. My bestie lives in Berlu. She was just here last week. She was on their show.
Amazing.
When and why did you move to Nam?
Well, we moved across for the music scene here, just to be closer to the music, closer to the creative hub of Australia, and to live in a city that's more aligned with our values.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... amazing. I mean, like, you
and
know.
For the food. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah. It's really for the food.
The food, the culture, and also the queer community here, right? Because, I mean, you identify as a queer person.
Yes, I do.
And I think coming to Melbourne, it's a bit more open. I think, you know, people always think Sydney is more progress. No, it's actually Melbourne that is more progressive with the queer community here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is that also part of the reason why you move here?
Definitely, yeah. It's much better suited for us as a couple, and people are more accepting and open, and it's, you know, you don't get so many stares on the street holding hands or having displays of affection. It's a lot nicer here in that regard.
It is. I mean, last week my bestie was here, and she's also queer, but she's... doesn't come out as a queer person in WA because she said she doesn't need to. Anyway, it's not even a big thing there. When she came here, she saw a lot. She came to all my advocacy events and she got inspired. She said she wished there's a lot more happen in Burloo, in Perth. So one day.
One day.
One day. And how does your queerness and music intersect?
I think my queerness and music intersects... because I obviously sing about queer love, and I also feel like being a queer person, it allows you to see things in a more open-minded way, and like see things beyond like the binary, I guess, and like that goes for songwriting. Like, you know, there's so many rules about how you write songs, and I just don't believe in that.
Yeah.
I believe in writing music that comes from the heart, and it's raw and authentic, and it doesn't need to rhyme, it doesn't need to make sense to other people. So that's how my queerness intersects.
I love that. You know, you also speak about healing journey and when, how did, you know, we really would like to know, how did this first begin?
My healing journey first began when I finally reached like a place of safety within my body. Like, I was starting to feel safe in my body, in my environment, and within my relationships. And that took me a really long time, like probably, you know, my late 20s, early 30s was when I first started to feel safe. And then from there, having that sense of safety, I was able to start processing what I'd been through and like coming to terms with that and thinking about talking about my story publicly and all of that.
I can relate to that. I mean, like, sometimes speaking publicly is healing.
Yeah.
Instead of just keeping it to yourself. And
absolutely,
I've learned that to be honest, just recently, to talk it publicly, even on the radio, is healing for me. And people start to, you get, of course, you're going to get some backlash, but you get a lot of positive message. Mm-hmm. So the backlashes can take a seat.
I think like speaking out publicly for myself about my experiences, obviously I'm not speaking about them today, but they're publicly available on the internet. Doing that has been my greatest like source of freedom. I've never felt more liberated than doing that last year. So it's been really helpful, and I would encourage people to do that when they feel safe do that, and in the way that feels right for them.
Definitely. You know, there's no rush.
You don't need to do it publicly like I did. You can do it however you want.
Exactly. I love that message. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about more little bit about more. Let's talk a bit more about Drama Queen, the album. So why have you named your album Drama Queen? Queen?
Yes, that's right. Why haven't I? I named my album Drama Queen to challenge the labels people place on us,
mm-hmm.
and to reclaim what it means to be a drama queen. And the more important question for me is, what defines a drama queen anyway? You know, when we look over history at the people that have been labelled drama queens, mm-hmm. what does that mean? That they spoke up for themselves, that they took ownership of their life, that they said no to things that other people wanted them to say yes to, you know, that they stood up for themselves and advocated for others. So I think, like, yes, drama queen, that's me.
Yeah, I mean, like, drama queen doesn't have to be negative. It can be positive.
No,
thing.
All right. Exactly.
Yeah. And how many tracks are there on the album?
13.
13?
Yes.
Do you have a favourite?
I don't know. I love so many of them. They're like
good
children.
Answer.
It's like if I had 13 kids, that's my album. So each of them I love in different and unique ways.
Well, you know, that's a trick question, but you answered it perfectly.
Well done.
Okay, so what is the broader message, like the goal with Drama Queen, the album?
The goal with this album is to inspire other people to do what I've done on this journey. And it doesn't need to be like you have to go and create your own album. It's just to be your truest self and to pursue your passions, live authentically, and own your story in a way that feels safe and right for you.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, how many singles will you be releasing from Drama Queen? So it's going to be a continuous singles?
I've got another single that comes out after Refuge, mm-hmm. which is First Date, and that'll come out next month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the album coming out in September, and there'll be a focus track for that. And then there will be a couple more exciting things after the album as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
This is so Beyonce, you know, it's like keeping us on the edge, like releasing singles by single from the album. Girl, I love your marketing.
Oh, excellent. That's what I need to hear right
yes,
now.
Yes, okay. So we're going to play the song shortly, but before that, I want to get into, like, what Refuge is all about. So you chosen Refuge as your first single album from the album. So what is the message behind Refuge, this single?
That finding safety is a relief,
mm-hmm.
and however long it takes you to get there, healing becomes possible when you feel safe.
Yeah. Okay. And when did you write, and what is the story behind the song of the name Refuge?
I wrote this song probably between 5 to 6 years ago. It might be longer or shorter. I have to check my notes up.
Okay.
but I wrote it during a period of finally awakening to the trauma I survived as a child. And Refuge reflects my experience of what it felt like to finally find safety. And it's like it could be in so many things. I experienced it in, like, with my body, with the place where I was living. My relationships finally started to come together and feel safe. I was choosing who I was allowing in my life. And
okay.
I felt good.
That's good.
Yeah.
And what are you hoping this song will communicate to others? What message are you hoping people to receive behind Refuge?
Just that you're not alone. And if you're also healing, that you're not doing this by yourself. Like, there are many of us out here, and some of us don't feel like we're ready to talk about things yet, but just know that you're not alone and you can do this. And I want to be inspiration to people just at the beginning of their journey.
Yeah.
And along the way.
Yes. Okay. So this is Refuge by Simon Spittle. You'll hear
I
it
came
here.
To you with all my sinking ships. I came to you when I was losing it. I knocked on your door, you let me in, you giving me a brand new skin, and I'll never forget. And I wish the same for you, I do. I wish the same for you, because you are
Be a little choked up because my god, Simone, that song is amazing. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm choked up too.
It got me, you know, when a song is that really good, it does make me tear up. So your song did.
Yes.
This is big deal.
Thank you.
Yes, I mean, wow, that is amazing. That is the first time I heard your song too. So yeah. I don't know where I'm going with this now. Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you, Simone. And thank you so much for clearing the air to play that song first.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Lovely to share
it with
you.
That song hasn't been released yet. It's going to be on the 10th. So please follow Simone Spittle on all social, like Facebook, Instagram, and also Spotify, where the music will be released on Spotify, right? Am I right?
Yeah. And if you go to my socials and then go to my link tree, you can pre-save the song straight away. Or you can just Google Simone Spittle, go to my website, sign up to my mailing list, and then you'll get sent everything that you need to
yeah.
be able to support me.
Yay. Oh, so my please. Gosh. I'm so excited for you. I'm so, actually, to be honest, I'm so excited for your future because I think this is amazing. You are a very talented person.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if anyone wants to see me live, please come to my album launch.
Yeah, okay.
Which is in September. And the tickets are on sale now too. So
amazing.
If you want to buy tickets, you can before they sell out, which I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Oh, after this. We have a lot of queer followers here on Clearing the Air. And I'm pretty sure you guys feel the same. I mean, my hair was standing when I heard that song. Aww. So, yeah. So, yeah, we will put all the details as well at our podcast. And you can get your tickets before you get sold out. Simone, is this have you performed live? I mean, do that often, like live? Like performances?
Yes, I do. But since the album campaign started, I've really just been focusing on getting everything ready for this one live performance that I will have in September. Mm. And I'll be performing with a string quartet, a full band, and it's also in collaboration with Uncreates, which is a curator, an LGBTQIA+ folks and allies showcasing artwork for the community in inclusive exhibition there. And it's curated by Uncreates, which is a volunteer-run, community-minded art curator from Wadawurrung country.
Mm.
And they've curated this amazing exhibition, which has been inspired by the name of my album, Drama Queen. So it's a really awesome collaboration, and there's lots of queer artists from NAM that have submitted and will be a part of it.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's gonna be amazing. So that runs for the week, but opening night there'll be some performance art as well. So it would be great for people to come along and support the community as well.
Is this the launch?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is in September, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right. Wow. Okay. Very exciting.
Yes.
Okay. So all right, so, you know, how can people hear the song Refuge today? We already covered that, I guess. You know, you just go to Spotify, but is there anywhere else, like, other than Spotify?
You can join my mailing list and you'll get first access.
Mm-hmm.
And once the album is up on Bandcamp, you'll be able to buy the album and then get the song instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, go pre-save my song via my Linktree link.
Yes.
Because sometimes when you've got a song up on Spotify, if people search for you, it's really hard to find you until your first song comes out.
Correct.
So pre-save it and then it'll come to you on release day. And on Wednesday, if you want to support me, stream it as many times as you can. Get your friends and family too, because I'm trying to get to 1,000 streams mm-hmm. on Wednesday. So fingers crossed I will.
I think you will have more.
I mean, let's 100,000, okay?
Yes.
So I get $4 or something. You know, let's get it to 40.
Yeah. I mean, you have a good fan base as well. And it's not just fan base, also like a very supportive fan base.
Yeah.
And I love about that. Yeah. And people are very supportive of you. And I like that.
I'm so grateful for the support that I get from friends, supporters online, people that have been my fans for like almost 10 years, following my every move with my career. And there are a lot of people that have been waiting for this album, and I'm grateful for your support, everybody. Thank you so much.
Oh. Yes. And okay, so how do people find you?
Google my name, Simone Spittle, and my website will come up.
Yeah.
And you can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And you can follow me there, whatever social media
okay.
so, works for you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you can also go to Clearing the Air. If you're already following Clearing the Air, Simone Spittle is on there as well. You can just follow Simone on Instagram, and then there's a link to everything on her bio. While we have Simone's partner here, Xavier, here. Xavier is also an artist. Shall we talk about you as well? Come on.
My main purpose in life right now is to support my beautiful wife and her amazing album and project, Yeah, but stay tuned. You might see something from me later on, maybe a collab with Simone.
I was just about to say, is that going to be a duet? Yeah.
I just want to say that my hubby is a very talented singer-songwriter in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you're ready to start that journey, babe, I'm going to be your biggest fan.
Of course.
I already am.
Yes, I already am. It would be amazing to have a song with Xavier in it too, in
your
album.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Wow, I'm just like
the
throwing
next
it
one.
Out there.
What was the name that we came up with?
Oh, oh my gosh. Yes,
we'll have
right?
to remember that one.
Yeah. I just have to listen it back again.
Yes.
Yes, I did throw that around just now. For your next album.
It'll be a collab album featuring Xavier.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Yes.
And
yes.
Also, just now, as we discuss, you're going to come back to Crowing the Air?
Yes, please.
Okay. What for?
I am going to be your first live performer.
Yes. Okay.
See it here.
Yeah, you hear it.
Stay tuned.
I'll hear first that Simone going to be my very first guest live performance here at 3CR. So that will be somewhere in August?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah, okay.
That sounds perfect.
So hopefully it's going to be August. And just stay tuned because, you know, you already heard that song. It's amazing. So I'm pretty sure you will hear more shamazing music and from Simone Spittal. Yeah, so Simone... anything do you want to let your fan and all our listeners know about, you know, this album and the release of Refuge?
I just want people to know that healing begins when you feel safe in your body, your environment, your relationships. You're not alone in your healing journey. There are many of us out here. And I want to encourage people to challenge the labels that others place on us. And that owning your story and being true to yourself in whatever way feels safe for you is truly liberating. And, of course, queer love is beautiful.
Yes. All right. We're going to play another song and then when we come back, we do a wrap up with Simone. And Simone going to, you know, tell us three key messages you want to relay.
Yeah.
Cause I'm going faster than you can drive. The body's beautiful, baby. That's right. I just can't help it.
Yeah,
it's not my fault. I was born this way.
the mind can conceive and believe you will achieve. Do you believe that you are body beautiful? Yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
There ain't enough words to express how I feel. I'm body beautiful too, that's for real. Am who I am and that's all I can be. Open up your mind so your eyes can't see.
Body beautiful, baby.
Work that body.
Body beautiful, baby.
Work it, work
body
it.
Body beautiful, baby.
Work that body.
Body beautiful, that's me.
Work. Well, I'ma tell you like this and I'ma tell you this way. And my body's beautiful, that's all I'm saying. Body's coming all different shapes and sizes. Beautiful to just realize it. Can't you see the beauty in me? Open up your heart and set your mind free. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. Express yourself every day. And when you got joy on the inside, it shows on the out. Be confident and you're beautiful without a doubt. You're absolutely gorgeous, don't you know? So you got the body beautiful glow.
Body beautiful, baby.
Work that body.
Body beautiful, baby.
Work it, work
body
it.
Body beautiful, baby.
Work that body.
Body beautiful.
I am body beautiful by Salt and Pepper. You know, I'm all about body positivity, and that song definitely relates to me. And I'm pretty sure with a lot of people, you know, who are listening, you know, fuck them who wants to you know, to tell us how we should look. So did I just say F word? Sorry.
Beep.
Okay, welcome back to Curing the Air. This is almost at the end of Curing the Air. Me and Simon Spittle here, the amazing Simon Spittle. We've been talking about her new album, Drama Queen. And we also has played the new song, Refuge, which is going to be released on the 10th of this month, July. And also the launch is that is coming, upcoming launch in September. You can definitely get all the infos and tickets. Get your tickets now before it's sold out. And you can find Simone Spittle on Instagram and with all the links on her bio. So before we went into that song, I did ask Simone, what are the three key messages you want to relay? Like, what really matters? The most important issues is, and the more interesting question is...
Yes.
Yes?
So what really matters is that we own our stories, whatever way that is for you,
mm-hmm.
and whatever feels right for you, and to reclaim the parts of you that other people have tried to take away, you know, challenge those labels that people place on you. You decide and define who you are.
Mm.
And the more important question is, what defines a drama queen anyway?
Exactly. How are you going to take it anyway? How are you going to, you know, like Simone, see it as a positive thing? You know, it's not a negative thing. And, you know, it like what Simone just said just now also, you know, you need to take back that power, mm-hmm. you know. Once you take back that power, they can't use that on you. Like I said, like, okay, I have been a big supporter of Slut Walk here in Melbourne, the rally, if you know about it. And, you know, once you said, I'm a slut, what are you going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking back that power. They can't use that word to, you know, to discriminate you anymore.
Yeah, I think like when you see the album cover, it's like such a strong image of myself. And, you know, I chose that because it's like I am taking my power back.
Mm.
And that's my whole message to other people
yes,
as well.
Yes, I'm the same too. You know, it's all about taking back that power. And they can't do anything. Once you you believe in that power, they can't do anything to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can just live yourself authentically, unapologetically. F you, screw you. Okay, so let's recap the launch. What's the date?
September 14th.
September 14th. And yeah. How are people going to get tickets?
Go to my link tree in any of my socials or go to my website, sign up to my mailing list and you'll get the link straight away.
Okay, so will you be performing?
Yes, I will be. And I'll be performing with a string quartet, a full band, and there will also be an art exhibition with some live performers on the actual night.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to, you can get VIP tickets with a special gift.
Oh,
Yeah, so what, get those.
What's the gift?
You have to wait and see. Have to get the tickets.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So people don't know what they're going to get while...
No, it's a surprise.
Oh, what a surprise.
Surprise.
Oh, girl, we love a bit of a surprise, right? Okay, suspense. All right, so, and also the release of Refuge, how do you
think... July 10th.
Yeah, do you people to subscribe?
Yes, please. Mm. Yes, please go and pre-save my song via Spotify and use the link tree in all my socials. You'll get it there. And then follow me on Spotify and sign up to my mailing list. Go buy a ticket to the album launch. And when my album drops on Bandcamp, pre-purchase it to support me.
Yeah.
Independent musician.
Independent musician. Probably not for long.
Not for long. Not for long. Sasha's got me a manager already.
Well, I don't promise that, but I was definitely going to...
No promises, yeah. But we're manifesting today.
Manifest that because, you know, I think you are worth having a manager because to be honest, I believe in you already. I mean, like, that
Thank
song
you.
Is amazing. I'm pretty sure there's going to be amazing, amazing more songs from
Simon Spittle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Xavier was like, yes, 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 because I'm pretty sure Xavier already listened to the whole album.
Yeah, I know all the lyrics. I know my favorite songs. 10 out of 10, all of them. Bangers. Straight bangers.
This is not fair. Okay, we believe that, Xavier. So, you know, like I said, I really believe Xavier believed in you. And I'm pretty sure the listeners believe in you already today. So, yeah. So, any last words, Simone, before we say see you next Sunday?
Thank you so much for having me, Sasha. It's been such an honour to be interviewed by you. And thank you to Queering the Air. And thank you so much to the listeners who've tuned in today. Really means a lot to me. And, of course, thank you to my lovely hubby,
Yay.
Who is my strong supporter and my rock. So thank you.
No, thank you. And we can't wait for the launch. And I think this is going to be my repeat song, like Getting It Ready song, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, so thank you, Simone. And
I'm
looking forward to see you soon.
Yay!
Well, love.